Today's show consists of information that was previously recorded and was due to air last month. But due to scheduling and things that came up, we had other topics. And so just wanted to explain why the dates and the things that I mentioned today are going to seem like it's a rerun. It's not a rerun. It just never ran. All right. Enjoy.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Alum Creek RV and Marine, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. I really appreciate it. We have an interesting show today, I think you're going to like it. Before I go into that topic, let me just remind folks that podcast of these shows and every show that I've ever done, this is episode 237 or 238, something like that, are available at dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes. All right, when you go to iTunes, go ahead and type in Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. And when you go to dentallyspeaking.com, just scroll down the center column below some of the photos of previous activities and guests, and you'll see a thing that says click here for feed. Click on that and you'll get the podcasts. All right. Also, I want to remind folks of the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic, July 27th at 2 p.m., shotgun start, Bent Tree Golf Course, and Royal American Lynx. All of the money goes to Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. It is presented by Buffalo Wild Wings. And to sign up, and please sign up, tell your husband or sign up yourself, go to www.benttreegc.com or royalamericanlynx.com. All right. And so, okay. Now, today's show, and you might remember a couple weeks or so back, we had Scoony Penn on the show, and we were talking about what he was up to, because Scoony's been helping us with our golf outing. Let me remind folks, there is a basketball component. There's all kinds of OSU basketball legends that will be in attendance. And there'll be a 19th hole with basketball equipment on the course, and you'll shoot 10 free throws, and the number you miss becomes your golf score. So that's how we got involved with Scoony. And we have Jay Burson and, of course, Scoony and J.J. Sullinger and Clark Kellogg and Sumaki Walker and, let's see, Brittany Johnson, Mark Titus. It just goes on and on. It's a really great lineup. So mark your calendar. It's not too late to get signed up, and you'll come out and have a lot of fun. Great hole-in-one contests, and I'd love to see you there. All right? Okay, so today's show, what I did is I went to Scoony Penn's Hoops. Oh, I always get this wrong. Scoony Penn's Touch Hoops Classic. And he was raising money for a nonprofit called Touch, which we'll be talking about a little bit here. And I guess let's just go ahead and listen in to the interviews that I did at Scoony's Touch Hoops Classic. All right, well, if you couldn't tell, I'm at Ohio Dominican University, and we are at the Scoony Penn Touch Classic. Touch is an agency that helps inmates or former inmates, people that have been in prison for some reason or another, get acclimated and assimilated back into society. It seems like a good plan because you don't want these people committing more crimes, and if they don't get the help they need, then they fall back into their old habits, their old ways. So it's a good cause, and there are teams apparently from about 7 or 8 states here, basketball teams, and each team had to pay $500 to be a part of the event, but if they win, they win $10,000. So it's a money event. It's pretty serious. Everybody's here. They're having fun, of course. Good exercise, kind of like adult hockey or rugby or whatever. But Scoony's putting this on to raise money. So going to see if I can interview some of the players, some of the spectators, and some of the folks. Maybe there's even somebody involved with the touch program here. I came upon Drew Lavender. Drew Lavender went to Brookhaven. After Brookhaven, went on to Arkansas and then Xavier. So, Drew, after Xavier, what'd you do?
I went overseas to France, played there a few seasons. Then I went to Germany, finished out there before I came back here. I've been out now for about a year and a half, getting back in shape now.
Okay. How was it in you don't speak French, do you?
No, not at all.
Did they speak English for you?
Yes, they did.
Okay, so were they friendly because you were their favorite basketball player, or what, did you find some snobbery? Like, we hear that the French don't like Americans.
Oh, no, everybody was real nice when I was over there, when it was kind of like a family for real. We all got along, did things together, had a lot of fun.
Okay, that's good. And then Germany, how was Germany?
Pretty much the same way, just real friendly, show you a lot of hospitality and just basketball over there.
Now, I've heard that when you go to Europe, that the pay that you get is tax-free. Is that right?
Some of it is and some of it isn't, depending on what team you're on and things like that, and how exactly you keep a hold on to your money.
Okay. So it's not like in the U.S. where, like, every city you go to, like an NBA player, every city they want to tax you like their city tax in addition to everything else, right?
Right. I mean, some things are different. Some things are the same. It just depends on what team you're on. So.
So the sound in the background is, these are semifinal or quarterfinal games that we're listening to?
These are the semifinal games right now.
Okay, so, and your team, do you guys have a name for your team?
We're the Ohio Hoopsters.
Ohio Hoopsters, okay. Who's on your team? Anybody we'd recognize?
Scott Thomas, Brandon Faust, Cyrus Smith, John Chappell, Tahan Johnson. We have a couple more guys as well. Those are the local guys on the team.
Okay. And who put the team together? Did you gather all those guys together, or did you get recruited?
We all just gathered together and said, let's go out here, let's have fun, let's see what happens.
Okay. Okay, so this is the first annual. So you knew Scooney, and he kind of got the word out and said, get a team?
Right, he did. We was coaching together this summer, and he told me about this tournament. I said, I would like to enter it, and he said, okay.
So do you help him with his development camp, the sessions that he does for the kids?
Not right now. I actually do my own sessions as well, but I'm pretty sure pretty soon we'll get together and run some guard camps and point guard camps together.
Okay. So he's got ScooneyPenn.com. What's the name of your camp?
My camp is it'll be the second annual Drew Lavender Back to School Camp.
Okay. So it'll happen in August?
August 14th through the 18th.
And it's this year?
Yep, this summer.
Okay. So how do people sign up? They go to what?
I'll have flyers and registrations up, or they can go to drewshoops.com, and the registrations will be up July 17th.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. Now, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a dentist.
Okay.
You didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't at all.
Do you wear a mouth guard when you play?
No, I don't. I don't.
Did anybody on the pro teams you've been on wear a mouth guard?
A lot of guys did. In the college, they did. A lot of guys.
More starting to do it, huh?
Right, yep.
Because I know Clark Kellogg lost a tooth when he was at OSU, and I know Dallas Maverick player or something had a major tooth injury.
Yeah, I think it was one of those guys did. Yeah, one of those guys did.
So tell me why you don't wear one.
It's just not comfortable for me. I mean, I may start if I get a tooth knocked out or something, knock on wood, but right now I'm fine.
Okay, let me tell you, most guys say that they don't think they can talk, right?
Right.
And it's a little bit harder to breathe?
Yep.
Okay. So if I told you I could make you one that would stay in and you could breathe and talk, you'd probably wear it?
Maybe.
Maybe. you want to get a tooth knocked out first.
Right.
Well, Drew, just keep it in mind. Maybe when we go off the air, I'll tell you a little bit about what I'm talking about. But when I've made mouth guards for lots of basketball teams and guys that say they've never worn them. And once they've worn one of these, they keep calling me up and saying, can you make me a new one? Because they just wear them out.
Wow, that's nice. I'm going to try it out then.
Okay, good to know. Hey, thanks for talking with me. Good luck in the finals.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, take care. Okay, so I was able to find somebody involved with the Touch program, and it is Kelly, right?
Yes.
Kelly, and what's your relationship to Touch?
I'm the Vice President of the Board of Trustees.
Okay, and how long has this program been in existence?
Since 2008.
Okay, so for 4 years now. And how did it get started? Because I know it's kind of like a state-run program.
No, it serves kind of the Franklin County. We're located in Whitehall, and it was started, our executive director and CEO, Brian Woods, And we had another co-founder who's also on the board, Mr. Banks. Just a lot of passion for this issue, for those that are formerly incarcerated, and making sure when they come out from our institutions, they have services, job placement, GED, programming, you know, therapeutic support. And there was basically a need in the community, and Brian saw that need, and now we're meeting that need.
Okay, now I wanted to find out, is one of the needs, okay, let me put it this way. I had a gentleman on this show, his name was Chef Jeff Henderson, and he learned how to cook in prison, and when he got out, his passion was to become an executive chef, and he wanted to be an executive chef at the fanciest hotel in town. He considers the Bellagio the epitome, and he got that. So, but one of the things he said, and I saw him speak, is that he purposely didn't go to the prison dentist, never, no matter how bad he had a toothache. He never went to the dentist. His reason was because he knew all they would do would be to pull his teeth, and if he got out, he needed to have, in his words, a good grill, a nice grill, to get a job in the corporate world, right?
Yes, although I will have to say that in Ohio, there's a lot of dental training. I worked at an institution for the Department of Corrections years ago, and the institution I worked at, they actually trained folks to do dentures, and so... You know, yeah.
Okay. So is any of the help that these former inmates get, do you find them free dental care, inexpensive dental care, so that they can have a nice smile to go out and look good in a job interview?
Well, sure. One of the services, the general services that MCS offers is, you know, referral. So, you know, referring to a lot of whether it's free clinics or places they can go to, you know, if it's appearance or if it's whatever they need to work on. I mean, MCS is really a one-stop shop.
What's MCS stand for?
Metropolitan Community Services.
Metropolitan Community Services. And how is that related to Touch?
Touch is a program of MCS, and it is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And this event, which we're hoping is going to grow and be one of our signature events, supports all of the work we do that with those who are formerly incarcerated.
Okay, so what kind of resources? Would you send them to the Stowe Clinic? Would you send them to the dental school? Where would you send somebody that says, or you can just look at them and know it's going to be hard for them to get a job because they're missing three front teeth or because their teeth are pretty bad? Where would you send them? Don't really know?
Yeah, I would have to check with our program coordinator.
Okay, because it's not something you do personally.
We have a full directory, though, of services that are offered. So, yeah. And that's one of the, I mean, the reasons that, one of the biggest reasons we exist and the biggest need that folks have is when they come out to, you know, support your family, to not commit another crime or an offense, you need a job. So job placement is one of the biggest things that we do.
Okay, that sounds cool. And if somebody wants to donate to your efforts here, how would they do that?
Yeah, just go to our website, www.touchimp.org. That's touchimp.org. Just Google MCS Touch. Stop by today, the Hoops event. You know, we'll take donations. Call us or check us out on the web.
Okay, and what does the IMP stand for?
Inmate mentoring program.
Okay, cool. Because as I was,
we do a lot of peer mentoring as well, one-on-one and in groups.
Because I went to the website and I knew what Touch stood for, but I couldn't figure out what the IMP stood for.
Now you know.
Because I got the head person.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much.
Great, thanks, Dr. Kavitko.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Bye bye.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Alum Creek RV and Marine can spice up your life in so many ways. They've been selected to carry the number one plate of the state, Salem by Forest River. Plus, they're the only Matrix dealer in the country. Counting pennies, how about a scooter with MPG hitting 103? And they sell Yamaha boat engines at 1% over posted dealer cost. Looking for the best RV rentals in the state for trips and tailgate parties? Now is the time to book it. Spice? Satisfy that quest for zest with Alum Creek RV and Marine. I-71 just north of Columbus, 740-363-4068 or online at alumcreekrvandmarine.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Okay, so I am at the Scoony Pin Touch Hoops Classic, and it's the first annual, right? And I'm with Brian Woods, who is the CEO of Touch, and Caitlin Condon. And Caitlin, I forgot your title. What's your title?
I'm the Director of Women's Programming and also the Executive Assistant.
Oh, okay, so you'll deal with the women who used to be incarcerated. And Brian Woods, you're the CEO, so you deal with all of it.
Yeah, it keeps me busy.
Okay, now how did you get involved in this? Did you have a relative who was incarcerated? Did you happen to be in trouble when you were a kid?
Yeah, I'm formerly incarcerated myself. And, upon my release, I decided to get involved with trying to help some of those that I was seeing that were struggling, with their reentry back into society.
So there were some guys that got out about the same time as you that weren't as fortunate to have like family support or be able to get reacclimated to society?
Yeah, definitely. Not only, those, during my release, but also those that while I was incarcerated, I would see come back. So I knew there was a need out here for some sort of support. And once we figured out the sort of support that was needed, that's when we started, offering our program as supported services.
Because we call it the correctional facility, but we don't really correct much, do we?
Sounds like you've been incarcerated.
Not yet.
There's a big gap, in what, we call corrections, that really, doesn't address a lot of the needs in preparing individuals for the release back into society. Yeah.
Okay. Now, and I, by the way, Caitlin, I volunteered once. I gave a talk to a group of women that were learning how to become dental laboratory technicians at the Women's Marysville Women's Reformatory. Do you guys still have that program up there?
Well, I can't really speak for them since they're with the state, but my understanding is that they do have many programs similar to that currently.
Because the women, they do actually provide educational training, and it's a little easier for them when they get out.
I wouldn't say it's easier.
Really?
No, I'd say the struggle is about the same at this point. Men are stereotyped a little bit more as, aggressive or things of that nature, but the women are also stereotyped as to what type of crimes they commit and things of that nature. So I don't know if we can say it's more difficult for one person than the other.
Okay. So, well, that's a little surprising, but that's good to know because I guess I just pictured that, the women go in, they learn a skill, they come out, and they're all set, but it's not that easy, huh?
No, oftentimes as well, they have custody of the children as soon as they're released. So they're not only getting acclimated back into society, but they have other young lives to take care of. So it's, how do you go out and get a job if you can't get childcare, and how do you get your children to school and to their daycare if you can't get bus passes because you don't have a job? So, some of the men deal with that as well. That's why I say it's very difficult. It's individual, circumstances, but I'd say, yeah, it's definitely not easier.
Okay. Well, and then Brian, as a guy that was formerly incarcerated and you had to go out and do job interview at some point and still you meet the public, it's very important that you present yourself in a certain way. You have to be groomed. You have to have a nice smile, I assume. What are the things that you mentor these guys about?
Yeah, well, basically what we try to do is prepare them for entering the workforce. Some of the programming that we offer really deals with that preparation. For example, currently we have a electronics recycling training program that we do. And really it's helping them develop skills such as, the simple things, knowing how to be on the job on time, learning how to do a resume and some interviewing skills, You know, how to use hand tools, how to take supervision, things of that nature. Those are all little things that you can do to help make yourself more employable.
And of course, these are things that the majority of the public would just take for granted, that you would just automatically know to be on time for a job, for example.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the biggest issue is the stereotyping. You know, everyone always asks me, well, you know, we talk about employment, you know, we talk about housing, and we talk about all of these basic needs, but the nucleus of all those problems is the stereotyping. You know, if it wasn't for the stereotyping, we wouldn't have employers that would deny an individual a job just because of their background. If it wasn't for the
background, meaning knowing that they'd been in prison?
Exactly. You know, when they have to check that box on that application, automatically, you know, that application can be set on the other side of the table.
Yeah, or shredded or something.
Exactly.
Now, in your case, when you came out, what did you find was your biggest challenge?
My biggest challenge was just dealing with the stereotyping. You know, when you get those strange looks, you know, when you see other individuals that are getting opportunities that doesn't have a background, that you know you're more qualified for those opportunities, that was tough to deal with. You know, just, you know, having to process all of that mentally and be able to deal with that properly.
Okay. Now, the thing about, I guess what I'm picturing this, there are only certain jobs that become available then, because there's a lot of jobs you can't do if you have a felony on your record, for example. So you wind up either being working in one of like the temporary labor jobs or landscaping. Or tell me about what is available.
You know, there's different opportunities. A lot of it just depends on the individual. You'd be shocked and surprised how prepared a lot of the individuals are. You know, we have individuals that are, you know, have passed that entry level stage and are now, you know, produce, well, in, you know, type of situations where they're making, you know, $15, $20 an hour. You know, it's taken them a while to get there. But, you know, they were more prepared, they were more determined, they were motivated, they had the support systems in place and things of that nature. But for the most part, yeah, they are entry level jobs, you know, minimum wage, things of that nature.
Now, I'm a little surprised that showing up at work on time would be an issue, because in prison it's very regimented. The lights come on at a certain time, breakfast is always the same time, exercise is the same time, lights out. But so why don't they all come out understanding that, if nothing else?
Well, you know, I call that conditioning, you know.
Are they saying, as soon as I get out of here, I'm going to sleep in?
Well, no. I think what their mental, you know, psyche is that, okay, you know, I've done my time, you know, I've paid my debt to society, now I'm going to do things my way. So if I don't have to, you know, I don't have a guard or a correctional officer sitting there telling me, hey, get up, you're out of bed at 8:00 in the morning, you know, I can relax a little bit now.
Okay, so it is kind of like wanting to take, they feel like it gives them a little more control over their life, and they don't want, they almost see the employer as the guard.
I wouldn't call it that. What I would say, you know, that the employer, you know, just the employment itself, you know, kind of, you know, makes them go back or revert to that regimented lifestyle.
Okay, which they don't like.
I'm not going to say they don't like. I think
they love it.
I'm not going to say they love it. Well, I just think that they probably, you know, are resistant to it to a certain degree.
Okay.
But at the same time, and that's why, you know, the work we do is very important, that we have to make sure that they understand that, hey, you got to be able to adjust. You know, now you're in society, now you have responsibilities, you know, you have to pay bills, you have to do all these things that you never had to do over the last 3, 4, 5, 10 years sometimes, or even more. So, you know, we really have to work with them to help them develop those basic skills.
Tell me, people that have worked with Touch, what is the return rate? What is the rate at which the people that have worked with you and Caitlin and everybody else in your group, that where they return to prison? Do you know what the stats are?
Yes.
Okay, tell me what the normal stats are, and then what are they for folks that have worked with Touch? You both, who wants to answer first? You want Caitlin?
Yeah, for nationally, the statistics are within, I believe, 6 months of release, 33% will return to incarceration.
Over a third? Or about a third?
About a third. Within... So at 1 year, 44% will return, and then within 3 years, 2/3 will end up returning to incarceration.
And that's those are terrible numbers, by the way. And so how have you guys, the people that have come through the program that you do touch, what are the stats for that?
For our program graduates, it's actually 5.05%.
That's all?
That's all.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really great. So it is phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, that's like almost like wiping it off as returning to prison is the scourge on inmates or ex-inmates. It's, you just almost know when you leave, you're coming back. Your buddies certainly know you'll be back, right?
Yeah. The thing is that, and I think this is what a lot of individuals or, you know, society in general maybe miss, you know, is that incarceration is a business. You know, for example, the example I use is, you know, a lot of your prisons are in rural counties and things of that nature. And
primary employers,
you know, if you have a small county where you have a prison of 3,000 inmates, you know, that there itself, you know, speaks to the business side of things. If you remove that prison from that particular county, you know, that's a lot of unemployment.
Right. So it almost behooves them to not have programs in place because that way you come back?
Well, you know, I don't want to say, you know, or you know, color it where, you know, we think that there's no programs. There are programs in prisons, but the programming that they offer are not solution-oriented. And
it's more just to keep them busy so that they kind of stay out of trouble while they're in prison, but not so much prepared for leaving.
Exactly. And again, that's the business side of it. What programs are offered? I don't think that, you know, they have their solution oriented where it really helps the individuals towards not returning to prison. It's up to the individual ultimately. And I, you know, for example, myself, you know, I rehabilitated myself. I didn't depend on the system or the institution.
Yeah, but there aren't, not everybody can do that. And can you guys hang with me for a little bit? Because we have to go to a commercial break. But when we come back, more with Brian Woods and Caitlin Condon.
All right. And as you know, every week we do a Dr. Kvitko question of the day. And I like to get people prepared for that. So let me just go over some of these statistics that we mentioned. A Touch graduate returns, only 5.05% of Touch graduates return to prison. And that compares to those that haven't gone through the Touch program. In 6 months, 33% return to prison. In 1 year, 44% return to prison. And in 3 years, 67% return to prison. And for a Touch graduate, it's only 5.05%. Okay, now when we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, just remember that the winner will receive free flowers from Vice Denver Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon, and another caller will win a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. Plus, all callers will be entered to win the Alum Creek RV and Marine prize pack of a one-week stay at Autumn Lake Campground and Day Spa, or a four-day rental of a motorhome, which is pretty cool. But also, as you've heard me say many, many times, before we do this contest, the lawyers want you to listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question is, what percent of Touch graduates return to prison? Is it A, 33%? B, 44%, C, 67%, or D, 5.05%. The winner receives free flowers from Vice Denver Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon, and another caller will receive a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. The number, 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY. Go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset, when your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Today's show consists of information that was previously recorded and was due to air last month, but due to scheduling and things that came up, we had other topics, and so just wanted to explain why the dates and the things that I mentioned today are going to seem like it's a rerun. It's not a rerun, it just never ran. All right, enjoy. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and continuing my interview with Caitlin Condon and Brian Woods. You have such a simple name, Brian, and I don't know why I have to keep looking at it every time. I think I told you that we've been dealing with some basketball guys. Of course, this Scoony Penn Classic is to raise money for Touch, but it's a basketball tournament, and Brian Brown is a famous OSU basketball player, so I keep thinking Brian Brown, so I always look down and I make sure I get Brian Woods.
I gotta meet Brian.
You gotta meet him? Okay. So, you know, it is a dental show, and I've had a couple former inmates on my show that have turned their lives around. Mm-hmm. One went to prison for, let's see, robbing 5 banks in 3 states, and he was in for about 13 years. He spent 7.5, and we talked about the kind of dental care that's available in prison. Another gentleman, Chef Jeff Henderson, learned how to cook in prison, and eventually when he got out, wrote a book, became the executive chef of the Bellagio. He, too, turned his life around, probably on his own, just like you did. But one of his concerns was, is in prison, he didn't go to the dentist because he said, if I go to the dentist, they're just going to want to pull my teeth, and when I get out, I'm not going to have a nice grill to be able to do an interview and get a job. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about, first of all, your experience with that, and secondly, what kind of resources do you make available to the people that come to your program to work on their smile? Because it is true, right? If you have every other tooth missing, you're not going to be an evening news broadcaster. You're not going to be the person sitting at the reception desk, right?
Well, you know, the message we give to our participants in our program is that we have to learn how to defeat the stereotypes. Of course, you're talking about the smile. Yeah, there's a stereotype out there that, hey, you know, formerly incarcerated individuals are angry. You know, so if you don't smile, you know, you're feeding into that stereotype. So, you know, as far as the dental care and the medical care and things of that nature, there are resources in the community. So we try to connect them with those resources that provide those things that we cannot provide at our agency itself.
Right. Now, I understand the person that really makes the dental referrals is here, but she's working the clock or doing something with the basketball tournament right now. Oh, it's Caitlin. Okay, Caitlin. She's right here sitting next to me. Okay, good. So tell me, where do you refer folks?
folks for the dental care to help them get to where they're ready to be employed?
Well, there's actually several different organizations that will do either free or sliding scale dental care. And Columbus Public Health is wonderful, and they put out a list annually to update it. There's a couple different churches, and of course, OSU Dentistry School will also do some. I know it's the Stowe Baptist Church has one as well. There's many different programs. It's just based on, you know, transportation of the participants, if they can get to that location, if it's sliding scale, can they afford it. But most do absolutely wonderful jobs. You know, they'll do basic to actually even providing like dentures for different individuals that may have had to have teeth pulled. And I know our participants really appreciate those services.
Have you heard of the Options Program?
I've heard of it. If you put it in front of me, I'd probably recognize it.
Okay, it's called Dental Options, and it's an acronym. You have heard of it?
Yes.
Okay, so you refer to that as well?
Yes, like I said, there's a whole big list available online, and that's what we utilize. And then what we do is we're very careful with referrals with our participants. So, you know, we check them out a little bit and we get feedback from participants, and all the programs on that list have had wonderful feedback, so we can continue referral.
Did you hear about the Dentistry from the Heart event that I actually held?
Yes, absolutely. We gave out those flyers all over the place. We put
on
a resource board. And was that the second one this year?
Yeah, actually it was. There was one, there were three, but the first one just did cleanings, and that was at Marion Village Dental in, I think, March. And then Dr. Fixari did one on April 15th, and then we did ours June 15th.
Yes, we pass those flyers out to groups, anybody who walked through the door, because that's an amazing program. That's so needed.
Good. And we had translators, but we asked people their name, address, and phone number, and we did a health history, but we didn't ask them to show us any ID. The idea being that if they happen to be illegal or I don't know, maybe they don't drive or they just have a state ID or maybe they have party plates, who knows what it is, but we just decided that we would do it that way. And the people were so appreciative. It's a pretty neat thing.
Yes, like I said, it's so needed for the community in general, but I know for our population as well. You know, that idea of ID. Well, if you're homeless and in the shelter, do you even have an address to put down? Or if you've just recently released, oftentimes you just have your prison ID. So I think the program went wonderfully. I know I had one or two people that were able to make it in. I haven't heard about what they got done yet, but they always come back with good reviews.
That's good, because we're on the bus line, which helps.
Exactly. That is such a big part of it, and I wish more people would take that into consideration when they provide the programming, because if you're off the bus line, it can sometimes really inhibit the people you're trying to help in getting them there.
Yeah, my son suggested, because he talked to some people who said, I'd love to go, but I don't have transportation, and we were wondering, do you know, has COTA or would COTA ever consider some kind of like a special pass for, say, I do it next year, and I think it'll be June 16th, because doesn't the calendar, the day moves one day forward or something, whatever that Friday is. Have they ever done a thing where they could say, you know, a free pass if you're going to this dentistry event, this free dentistry event at Dr. Kavitko's, or no, you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
As far as I know, they have not. Like I said, I can't speak for them either, but I know that would be very difficult for them to monitor, I'm sure. So, I mean, it's totally up to COTA. Maybe you should give them a call. We'll support you on that effort if you do.
Because it would help.
Let me know.
Because it would help you guys.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, you know, when it comes down to helping this population, anything that we can do to help, you know, support them in any kind of way. So, yeah, definitely something like that would be tremendous. But, again, if you make it happen, please let me know. I'd like to be part of that conversation.
Well, maybe we can go together. We can gang up on them.
Yeah, no problem. I'll be there with you.
Okay, now tell me this. The guys in prison fancy themselves as tough guys for the most part. That's how they got there. A little bit too much testosterone, right?
You know, and that's part of that stereotype.
It's a stereotype. Okay, but here, let me tell you where I'm going with it, and we'll go back to the stereotype. What I'm getting at is most guys, especially the big, tough ones, I bet you if I can go out on this basketball court, and you got some pretty cut, ripped guys out there, okay, athletic. How much you want to bet 99% of them are afraid of me as a dentist? They're afraid of going to the dentist.
Yeah, trust me. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's just...
You included?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it is not, you know, just the fact that they fear a dentist. And this is what I mean about the stereotype. You know, people in society are fear dentists. You know, why do we have to, you know, turn it on that, hey, you know, these guys are formerly incarcerated because they had bad dental care incarcerated while they're incarcerated?
Yeah, no, I didn't mean to perpetuate that stereotype. What I was getting at is athletic, that seems like the stronger, bigger, most athletic guys, they're just the biggest babies in the dental chair.
Well, I tell you, I'm a baby in the dental chair. I mean, I'm not the real big guy, but...
You could take me.
I don't know, man. You know, you might have a black belt underneath it.
That was years ago. I don't know if I remember that stuff. Never got to black belt, though.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things they teach you in martial arts is you really want to avoid any conflict because you don't know what skills this person might have.
Exactly. You know, don't underestimate anything. And that's even in prison. You know, you got some small guys in there that can do some damage. Trust me.
Caitlin, you look like you wanted to pop in there. What were you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, it is just like you said, like anybody can have a fear of the dentist, but that is one thing that you know, our organization has really tried to help in general with, not just with our population, but we're big on education. So if somebody, we tried to make a referral one time, somebody got some teeth pulled and they're just like had that fear of the dentist, well, let's bring in a dentist, let's do a health workshop so that they know somebody in the community. It helps them overcome that fear a little bit. Like I said, that's not just our population, but in general, I think that helps. You know, you see a dentist out buying a cup of coffee or at the grocery store, it's a little less intimidating than just sitting in that chair looking at them with all those tools.
Yeah, no, I get that. Now, I get letters, not just from prisoners, but I do get letters sometimes from prisoners who are telling me they're going to be out in 8 months and their teeth need help.
Yeah.
I get letters from just the public at large, but the ones that come from the people that are currently incarcerated, they're a little bit interesting because they usually are telling me where they are. They're telling me they're turning their life around, and I forget this guy's name, David something. I can't do everybody who sends me a letter. I guess I want to make sure I get that out over the air too, because I get a lot as it is. But I don't know. Sometimes I look at a letter and it's just like something that just strikes me in a way, or you know, pulls at my heartstrings or something, and I've taken care of, you know, more than one. I've taken care of many, and I did some things with a radio station. They used to call it the New You, where people could write in with their request for either my car is broken down, or in the case of me, I was like the New You dentist. My teeth are jacked and I need some help. So some of these people, they're already reaching out on their own before they even get out. Now, were you familiar with any, when you were in, was there anybody doing that you knew of that said, man, I'm getting out in a year and I got to get my teeth fixed?
Yeah. Well, you know, for a lot of different things, you know, not just, you know, dental care, but for medical care, you know, we get letters all the time, you know, from individuals that are seeking some sort of assistance or some sort of support.
And how did they hear about you? Because they're still in.
Well, you know, we do reentry fairs inside the institutions, number one. You know, we've been in existence, the actual TOUCH programming arm of our nonprofit organization, for 4 years. We just had our anniversary July 1st.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We've developed a very, very good rapport and good reputation amongst those that's incarcerated. Hey, this is a good organization to be connected with. You know, we work with the Adult Parole Authority, the APA. You know, we work with ODRC whenever, you know, they allow us to go in and offer our information to inmates.
Ohio Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation?
Yes.
They still use the rehabilitation part?
Well,
hey, I said that, he didn't. I'm just asking.
I just guess, you know, what it depends on your definition of rehabilitation.
Right, right. I mean, it's got to be a tough job, too, to be a prison guard. It seems like every time a prisoner gets some kind of a benefit, there's some outcry in the public saying, you know, I got to pay for mine and they get theirs free. I mean, you can understand some of that.
Well, you know, I just give a lot of credit to, you know, over the last, you know, 2, maybe 3 years, there's been a lot of changes, you know, with Department of Corrections, with the Adult Parole Authority, even with our state government, that's really, you know, reaching out and taking a very, very good look at this reentry piece. So I think, you know, things are changing. You know, it's not a sea change, but I do see some small things that are changing that are improving, and hopefully that trend continues.
Can you tell me some of those when we come back from the break?
Sure. Not a problem.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show, Dr. Kvitko. Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
I've been spending way too long checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed.
Okay, we're back. We're back with Brian Woods, Caitlin Condon, and before the break, you might remember, or if you're just joining us, we were talking about the changes. You said in the last 4 years there have been some changes for the good, and my question to you is, first of all, what changes, and secondly, why? Is it the new governor? Is it a new senator? Who is it that's behind what you're seeing as an improvement in the way we're handling prisoners that are getting out?
Well, you know, I'm going to go back to the business side of things. I think, you know, that now during this era of budget cuts, they have to take a look at, okay, this incarceration is costing us a lot of money.
Okay, yeah.
On an average, you know, it's over $30,000 per year to incarcerate one individual.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it could be as high as $60,000 depending on disabilities they may have or medical conditions they have, whether or not they're a juvenile or an adult. So now that's the business side of, okay, well, can we do something on the reentry sides that could help maybe reduce some of this population or mass incarceration that we're dealing with?
Okay, and is it the same with the women, Caitlin?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the prison system is connected to men and women, so any change that's made affects all institutions, regardless of their gender.
Okay, and who do you think it is? Is it the state auditor? Who is it that said to somebody in state government, let's look at this because we can save a bunch of money? Is it the warden? Do you know?
Well, I think it's a combination of folks at all different levels of government. For example, in 2006 or 8, I'm not sure, George Bush, before he left office, signed into the legislation the Second Chance Act. And what that is a pool of funding that's available for reentry work to be done on the federal level.
Okay.
As well, here recently, there's been a lot of state legislation dealing with the problem of reentry. There was just a bill passed, don't hold me to the number and the name of the bill, that really addresses some of the employment issues with individuals. Down in Cincinnati, they finally passed some local legislation, they call it the Ban the Box, where employers cannot ask that question on applications, at least.
Oh, ban the box. The box that says check here if you've been in prison.
Exactly, if you've ever been convicted of a felony.
Okay. Yeah, because I know of young folks who, you know, they've never been in prison, but they made a mistake and they got arrested for drunk driving. And every time they go to do anything, they have to check a box because it's a misdemeanor or whatever it is. And it keeps them from getting employment. It's an embarrassing thing. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine what it would be like to say you have a felony and that you've served time.
Exactly. And, you know, the nature of the beast, you know. So those are just some of the things that's going on. I think that there's been a change in some of the service providers as well. You know, with the budget cuts that happened in 2010, it kind of is starting to, you know, I call it the cream is rising to the crop now. You have to be able to do more with less. And I think that over the long term, that's probably going to be a good thing. It's going to level the playing field, especially for agencies such as us.
Okay. Do you have graduates? You call them graduates, I assume, after they leave your program. Do you have them? Do you have like a reunion? Do you have them? Do they just call you and come back and tell you how their life has been changed because of you guys? Caitlin's got a big smile on her face, so I'm going to have her tell me a story or two.
There's nothing really formal in place. We always invite them back to our annual graduation ceremony. We hold a ceremony once a year, so everybody in that year who's graduated comes, you know, they get a certificate, their family gets to celebrate with them, you know, give them some food, just let them have that moment of, look what I've done. And a lot of the graduates will come back for that, but, you know, we have a saying that the touch gets in your blood, you know, so even if we have people who graduated, they're our first class, actually, that still come back in at least every couple months, just, hey, how you doing, here's my updated contact information, just wanted to stop in, and it's great, you know, that there's just that level of rapport with individuals. They want to come back and see, like, hey, what are you guys doing now?
That's neat. One of the things I've found by doing my charity work, because I do the Dentistry from the Heart, and I do the golf outing, which raises money for Down syndrome. I don't think I told you about that, but my listeners know about it. And I also am working to bring an event to Columbus called Team Smile, where we hope to work with one of the major sports teams, and about 300 children receive free care. And if we do it right, they'll come back every year. And so even though they may not see a dentist twice a year, they could see a dentist once a year for free. And it's usually in conjunction with, like, it could be the Blue Jackets, it could be the Buckeyes, it could be the Crew, but it's their heroes, you know. It's like you get an autograph from a player and you're getting your teeth clean. It just makes it important. But one of the things that I've discovered after getting involved is you meet a lot of really nice people, or really wonderful people, who are involved in programs that give back, like Touch, and like Dentistry from the Heart, and like Team Smile. It's just it's really heartwarming.
Well, you know, giving back, you know, is really, really important. You know, even with our participants, you know, you'll see a few around here this is what we call a giving back project. They're here to help us out.
Are they volunteering?
Yes, they are, definitely.
All right, maybe you could point me to one that would be willing to be interviewed a little bit later.
Okay, maybe I can. but yeah, we have a project that we require them to do before they become a graduate, and it's called a giving back project. It's just something we do out in the community on a volunteer basis, as an agency, and as a group of participants.
Well, that's neat, because everybody, no matter what they have in life, it makes them feel good to help others. So even people that are like the poorest of poor, they'll donate things to Goodwill.
Yeah, we actually, in the women's group about 3 weeks ago, you know, we were having a lot of conversation about, you know, I'm looking for a job, I'm out there doing that, I'm taking care of my kids, I'm trying to do this, but you know what's really missing? Is just an opportunity to give back. So they came to me and were like, can we do a community service project 1 week for a group? And I told them, you find where you want to do it and we'll make it happen. So they're so adamant about it. That's really important to them.
That's really touching. That's really heartwarming. Now, what do you guys want? What would you like my listeners to know? And I think we'll set up an interview with one of your graduates, somebody that's doing, oh no, they're not a graduate yet because they're still working towards that. But maybe we can talk to one of them a little bit later. But you have some, is it state or county funding? County funding?
You know, we work on some subcontracts with, some other agencies and things of that nature. Currently, we're working in the county jail on a project through the Reentry Task Force, which is part of county government. You know, we do some things like that. We're also a subcontractor on one of those Second Chance Act grants where we're doing the full implementation. We're the programming arm of that whole project. and a couple other small things. But, you know, there's never enough funds, and that's why we have to do events like this, you know, to keep our doors open. You know, we want to be able to provide the services and the support that the individuals need. These things are great, number one, for community awareness. Number two, it really gives us a pool of funds that we can pull from to do what we know is needed and not have to be restricted according to requirements of whatever the funding sources are.
Okay, so any money you raise on your own gives you the latitude to do some things that you don't have to fill out a bunch of paperwork for. Maybe it's something that you have a passion for that doesn't fit into the mold of what has been determined this money is going to be spent for. So it gives you that wide open latitude.
Yeah, well, you know, I tell everybody, you know, the lessons I learned in 2010 as a CEO is that if you live by the grant, you're going to die by the grant. So it's that simple, you know.
Okay, so because you want some of your own funds, how would people donate? What's a fair donation? Do you have a way that somebody can go online and donate using a credit card? Do they mail checks? What's the best way if somebody wanted to help you guys, Help Touch, which is teaching opportunity, unity by connecting hearts? How can they help do that?
Well, first of all, we do have a website. It shows everything about our programming, board of directors information, you know, all our programming, some short video clips of what some of our groups looks like, things of that nature. And of course, there's a donate tab. All you have to do, is click on the donate tab. It's all manufactured through PayPal, so it's very, very secure. So anyone that wants to help support us, if you don't like doing it that way, feel free to give us a call. Office number is 614-338-8733. Website address is touch IMP. I is in interesting, M is in mother, P is in Paul, .org.
Okay, www.touchimp.org.
Exactly.
Okay, any closing thoughts?
You know, I really appreciate, you know, you doing this interview, number one, and the more and more I'm listening to you, you're starting to sound more and more like a board of directors member.
What does that entail?
Well, maybe we'll talk about that later.
Okay. And Caitlin, any closing thoughts from you?
Just, you know, thank you for coming out. You know, we really want to make sure that we're known in the community as a resource, but also as an organization that wants to be in the community. You know, this Columbus is a great city with a lot of need for our programming and the programming of others, that we can link up a lot of those dentistry programs. So we just want to make sure that the community knows that we're here.
Yes.
Here to help.
Okay. Appreciate that. Thank you for both of you for your time.
Thank you very much.
And you?
Thank you.
You guys take care, and then later maybe we can get one of the people that are in the program right now, and I'll weave it into the show at some point.
Okay. Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking?
With
well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and Signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies, including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854. 657-6854.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more.
Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Remember the beautiful smile you had before you had dentures? Do your denture teeth not even look like your natural teeth did? Do you not even recognize yourself when you look in the mirror? Call us at 262-9588 and let us help you turn back the clock.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Does it hurt?
Well, I hate to say that I ran out of time to be able to interview a person in the Touch program. I'm out of time. Thank you so much. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8 and every Sunday morning at 8. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Ted the Golden Voice Williams. Be sure to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.